Good morning, gamers. Welcome to Morning Martlet, your trusted source for the latest in gaming news. Grab your morning potion and let's level up your day. The departure of CEO Tobias Sjogren from Starbreeze follows the tumultuous release of Payday 3, marking a significant development for the Swedish developer. Sjogren, who served as CEO for 3 years, witnessed the company's recovery from near collapse and led the release of Payday 3 in September. However, the launch of Payday 3 was marred by severe server issues, prompting Sjogren to issue apologies for the unexpected infrastructure challenges. Despite efforts to address issues post-launch, including promised patches and improved communication, Starbreeze continued to face challenges. Embracer Group, the owner of Payday 3 publisher Playin, indicated that while initial investment in the game was recouped shortly after launch, ongoing contributions to the company's bottom line fell below expectations due to the softer launch. Starbreeze acknowledged in February that Payday 3's performance in both sales and player engagement was below desired levels. Despite boasting 3.1 million players shortly after launch, the player base has dwindled over time, with Steam data indicating significantly lower player numbers compared to its predecessor Payday 2. This disparity is reflected in the overwhelmingly negative recent user reviews for Payday 3 on Steam. The leaked trailer footage from Spider-Man: The Great Web, stemming from the Insomniac breach in December, has been circulating on social media platforms. The trailer showcases a multiplayer rendition of Insomniac's Spider-Man series, featuring characters like Miles Morales and Spider-Gwen, Gwen Stacy, as playable characters combating the Sinister Six. The game appears to be structured as a 5-player multiplayer experience built on a live service framework, reminiscent of Naughty Dog's cancelled project, The Last of Us. Character customization within The Great Web seems to revolve around the multiverse concept. Despite the intriguing premise, Spider-Man: The Great Web was never officially announced, and the leaked trailer appears to have been intended for internal use only. The quiet cancellation of The Great Web coincides with Sony's broader shift away from service games, despite the success of titles like Helldivers 2 in 2024. While the reasons for Insomniac's decision to cancel the project remain unclear, leaked roadmaps suggest that the studio has multiple Marvel games in the pipeline. Naughty Dog, in its statement explaining the cancellation of The Last of Us Online, framed the decision as a choice between prioritizing single-player narrative games and resource-intensive live service projects. My Little Pony, the beloved media franchise cherished by fans of all ages, is set to receive a new game titled My Little Pony: A Zephyr Heights Mystery, scheduled to launch on May 17th for PC, PlayStation, Switch, and Xbox platforms. This upcoming open-world mystery game will feature characters from the fifth generation of My Little Pony, including Sunny, Izzy, Misty, Pip, Zip, and Hitch. Together, they will embark on a quest to unravel the enigma surrounding magic disturbances in the Kingdom of Zephyr Heights. These characters were first introduced in the 2021 film My Little Pony: A New Generation and the tie-in game. My Little Pony: A Maritime Bay Adventure, contributing to a resurgence of interest in the franchise, which has captivated audiences for over 4 decades. In addition to a fresh storyline, My Little Pony: A Zephyr Heights Mystery will offer 2-player co-op support, allowing players to join forces with a friend to crack the case together. The game is being published by Outright Games, a renowned British publisher known for delivering family-friendly licensed games, including My Friend, Peppa Pig, Bluey the Video Game, and the forthcoming spin-off game, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles: Mutant Mayhem. Eugene Evans, Senior Vice President of Digital Strategy at Wizards of the Coast and Hasbro, expressed excitement about expanding the digital games portfolio through partnerships with experienced developers like Outright Games. Monster Hunter World has achieved remarkable success for Capcom, surpassing 25 million copies sold since its release in 2018. This milestone was announced by Capcom in celebration of the Monster Hunter series' 20th anniversary, highlighting the enduring popularity of the franchise since its inception in 2004 with the launch of the first Monster Hunter game on PlayStation 2. Monster Hunter World stands as Capcom's best-selling game, with sales far exceeding those of its other titles. Its success is underscored by the fact that its successor, Monster Hunter Rise, which launched in 2021, trails behind with 14.2 million copies sold. The 25 million copies sold figure for Monster Hunter World includes both the base game and the Monster Hunter World, Iceborne Master Edition. This edition bundles the base game with the Iceborne expansion, contributing significantly to the overall sales figure. Since its release in 2019, the Iceborne expansion alone has sold an impressive 11.60 million copies. With the addition of Monster Hunter World sales figures, the cumulative sales of the Monster Hunter series have now reached 97 million copies. Fans of System Shock who have been eagerly awaiting the remake will soon have the opportunity to play it on consoles. Night Dive Studios has announced that the System Shock remake will be released on May 21st, 2024 for PS4, PS5, Xbox One, and Xbox Series XS. This news comes nearly a year after the game's release on Windows PC. The console release has been highly anticipated by players who prefer gaming on PlayStation and Xbox platforms. Night Dive Studios initially mentioned that the console versions were in development shortly after the PC release, but it required additional rounds of QA testing before certification to ensure a polished experience for players. Development of the System Shock remake began in 2015, with a successful Kickstarter campaign in 2016, raising over $1.3 million to support the project. However, the game encountered numerous challenges during development, leading to several delays. These delays were attributed to various factors, including the transition from Unity to Unreal Engine 4, and the decision to shift the focus from a reboot to a faithful remake of the original game. While the console release is imminent, Night Dive Studios has not provided specific details on when Linux and macOS users can expect their respective ports to be available. The use of yellow paint to indicate traversable areas in video games has sparked debate once again, this time surrounding the remake of Final Fantasy VII, titled Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. Director Naoki Hamaguchi expressed surprise at the resurgence of this discussion, noting that he did not anticipate it becoming a topic of debate on social media following the release of the game's demo. Players have been vocal about their opinions on the use of yellow paint in Final Fantasy VII Rebirth since the demo was made available. Hamaguchi acknowledged this feedback and emphasized that the development team at Square Enix is listening to players' concerns. He indicated a willingness to incorporate valuable feedback into future games, particularly in terms of offering various accessibility options. 2K has announced that Top Spin 2K25 will be released on April 26th across various platforms, including PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One, and PC via Steam. Developed by Take-Two-owned studio Hangar 13, Top Spin 2K25 features tennis legends Roger Federer and Serena Williams as cover stars of the Standard Edition, as well as the digital-only Grand Slam Edition. In addition to Federer and Williams, current players Carlos Alcaraz, IGA Świątek, and Francis Tiafoe adorn the cover of the deluxe edition. The game boasts a roster of over 24 playable pros, and the Top Spin Academy Training Center is voiced by tennis icon John McEnroe. Top Spin 2K25 offers both single-player and multiplayer modes, including all four Grand Slam tournaments. Players who opt for the more expensive Deluxe Edition, or Grand Slam Edition, will receive early access to the game starting from April 23rd. That wraps up today's episode of Morning Martlet, where we ventured through the twists and turns of the gaming industry. And until next time, keep playing, keep dreaming, and keep listening to Morning Martlet.